Scientists. You remember those guys. The folks we used to trust before we stopped using reason. Announced today that this July was the hottest month on record. At the same time, the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank, came out with its recommendations to deregulate the EPA, the Department of the Interior, and, well, any other agency that wants to use its power to tackle global warming. A spokesperson said they weren't denying climate change, just wanted to make sure we don't overreach on putting the brakes on fossil fuel usage. Might hurt the economy. In Texas, in the midst of a month of 100-plus degree days, their legislature wants to halt further wind and solar alternatives for energy production, arguing that these were, well, they're unreliable. No doubt the sun stopped shining in the Lone Star State during those hot summer months, and only fossil fuel power plants can deliver air conditioning electricity. If fossil fuel is the answer, give the Earth a few million years, and these Republican science deniers can have their remains mined and used to power the grids of whoever is left on this planet. Phoenix set a record for over a month of 110-plus degree days recently and is now working on the next months. One Republican legislator scoffed at the notion that science could even know if we're the hottest we've ever been in the last 100,000 years. Who was there to record the temperature back then, he wanted to know. Right. Couldn't use anything but direct observation. Must be bullshit. Although, well over half of us believe in angels. This might be mildly amusing, except that we're talking about an existential threat to humanity that seems to be coming on faster even than our scientists projected. The Heritage Foundation has a plan, thank God. Of course, their plan is to slow down doing anything about trying to mitigate climate change. What's the hurry? Their spokeswoman said, she who was EPA head under Trump. The fires are burning unchecked in Canada. Floods are more severe on the East Coast. Heat waves are sweltering Europe and India and China. Glaciers are melting and sea ice is going away. Maybe the Heritage Foundation and their Republican clients are right. Just turn the thermostat up for the air conditioning to cool us down. My advice to you kids out there, move north as far as you can, while you still can.